This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A week after U.S. President Donald Trump's supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol, and 1 week before his term ends, the House is debating impeaching U.S. President Donald Trump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
A day after he denied any responsibility for last week's deadly Capitol riot, Steny Hoyer and Democrats charge he incited the mob.
And therefore, he ought to be removed.
Noting time is running out, but saying it's never too late to do the right thing. Republicans argue it's the wrong thing. With the nation hurting, Missouri's Jason Smith says the focus should be on unifying America.
This will only bring up the hate and fire more than ever before.
Several Republicans are expected to vote for impeaching the president, who is said to be livid over what he sees as disloyalty and because he can't fight back with his now shuttered Twitter account. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Those lawmakers walked among armed National Guard patrols in the halls of the U.S. Capitol Wednesday. The city at the heart of American democracy is under heavy guard after the deadly attack on the Congress building by Trump supporters 1 week ago today. Dozens of National Guard members in body armor and camouflage could be seen inside the Capitol, while outside, the building's grounds are ringed by a security fence erected after the attack. A judge in Guinea sentenced two critics of President Alpha Condé Wednesday to a year in jail for inciting an insurrection, as rights groups fear a crackdown on the opposition. The 82-year-old won a third presidential term in the poor West African nation in a violently disputed election October 18th. Kuwait's Prime Minister Sabah al-Khalid al-Sabah presented the resignation of his cabinet to the country's ruler Wednesday, days before the